It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Four simple words are the focus of this interface here at IYFWrestling.com, and they are Season 7 Exit Wounds, the IYFW anniversary show that we all experienced this past Saturday in Ballston Spa, New York at the BACC, Saturday, November 9th. What an incredible night it was, a crazy evening, as it always seems to be, for the anniversary show in Your Face Wrestling. So let's start talking about the matches we saw that night. First up, it was six-man tag team action. Team RPG and, good Lord willing, the unlikely pairing would take on Blood Money, Scott Scarsdale and Ricky Williams, and Itana. This match was crazy to start the event off, and good Lord Willing's team would get the victory, with Willing, Rocket, and Ian all pinning Itana at the same time. But once the match was over, the other member of Blood Money, the modern-day Marquis Guillaume Desaad, would hit the ring. Blood Money would resume in the ring and take out good Lord Willing and Team RPG. Itana had been knocked out by Ricky Williams inadvertently in that matchup. He was gone as well, but Guillaume Desaad thought it was his time to get on the microphone and start talking about his history in IYFW, talk about the fact that he was once In Your Face Wrestling champion, the fact that he was never pinned for that title, it was stripped from him. Scott Scarsdale reiterating that he was once stripped of the tag team titles, going on and on and on, talking about themselves, how they're being disrespected, how they're being insulted by IYFW. And Guillaume Desaad proceeded to insult Justin Credible, the special guest that night, his opponent for the evening. Well, it did not take long for the music to hit and the former ECW World Champion to make his way through the curtain to the ring, take the microphone, and step up to Guillaume Desaad and say, "Let's not wait, let's do it right now." And the match would take place at that moment. A crazy matchup back and forth. We would see some great action between these two men. They would take it around the Ballston Area Community Center. It truly got extreme, you might say, that night in Ballston Spa, New York. Well, at one point, though, we would see the referee go down at the hands of Guillaume Desaad, and it looked to be intentional. It was kind of hard to judge, but Guillaume Desaad took down referee Lance Madwell. Justin Credible looked to have control with a sleeper hold. Here came Blood Money back to the ring. A beatdown on Justin Credible would happen. He would roll out of the ring, and as Scarsdale and Williams would go to check on Desaad, Justin Credible found a blunt instrument, just call it that, under the ring, came to the ring, took out Ricky Williams, took out Scott Scarsdale, took out Guillaume Desaad, covered, and Lance Madwell made the pin, and Justin Credible got the victory that night. Well, it wasn't over, though, for Guillaume Desaad. As he was recovering from this beatdown, Ivana Leach, the Secretary of Event Content, would come to the ring and make a stunning announcement. Because she felt that Guillaume Desaad had intentionally taken out the referee, and because he had flagrantly violated IYFW policies in the past, she made the astounding announcement that Guillaume Desaad, the modern-day Marquis, was fired. He was terminated, gone, done, out of here, totally history. A huge, shocking revelation to take place at that point. Well, Guillaume Desaad felt that he wasn't going to go anywhere. Scott Scarsdale and Ricky Williams were standing right by his side. He did not intend to leave that ring at all, until Ivana Leach called upon two gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, to come to the ring and help her out. And who else would it be but Northern Fury, Sergeant Fury, and Ivana Leach's husband, Vigo. Well, once Scarsdale and Williams saw who was coming to the ring, they hightailed it out of town, left Desaad alone, and Northern Fury carried Guillaume Desaad out of the ring, out of the building, out through the front door, and he was gone. Guillaume Desaad, now no longer part of Blood Money and In Your Face Wrestling. And now with that out of the way, it was time to go on to the New Breed title match. Two In Your Face Wrestling Academy graduates battling for that championship, current champion Liam McFerrin, against the challenger Jamar Magic Justice. A fantastic matchup, high impact moves, great technical wrestling, all kinds of great stuff you would expect from two graduates of the IYFW Academy, students of Drake Evans. But in a shocking moment, we would see Jamar Magic Justice cover Liam McFerrin, one, two, and put his feet on the ropes to get the three, the victory, and become the new In Your Face Wrestling New Breed Champion. Completely uncharacteristic of Jamar Justice, putting his feet on the ropes to gain advantage to beat Liam McFerrin. This was absolutely astounding to see. Liam McFerrin was shocked. Walter Ball, ring announcer, was shocked. The audience was shocked. I'm shocked here just talking about it. It was completely out of left field. Nobody saw that coming. Well, next up, we would see the icon of IYFW, Drake Evans, come to the ring, and he would talk about the unfortunate car accident he had just a few weeks ago, which prevented him from participating in the ring at Season 7 Exit Wounds. It was the first in-your-face wrestling event that Drake Evans has not been able to compete on. So Drake Evans would start to talk about that accident and make the accusations that Chip Stetson was somehow involved. Well, Chip Stetson heard this being happening and made his way to the ring to emphatically deny all these accusations. It was getting tense in the ring. These two men were stepping up to each other. It looked like they might come to blows. And Secretary Ivana Leach, she felt that vibe, and she went right out to the ring to stop any further altercation from happening. She ordered Drake Evans to return to the locker room and for Chip Stetson to wait for his opponent to come to the ring so he could get on to the next match. And his opponent would be Elite Terrell, and Elite Terrell is showcasing some fantastic wrestling ability. He came very close, but with the backstabber, ironically enough, Chip Stetson would get the victory that night over Drake Evans' student Elite Terrell. Next up, we would see the debut in IYFW of Gabriel Soul, a competitor from the Western New York area out of Buffalo, New York. A very, very impressive-looking individual. He would take on the human horror movie Nocturne. Great action in this one. Definitely you're going to want to check this out when it comes available on DVD. Nocturne would get the victory with Arachnophobia and get the pin on Gabriel Soul. Great matchup right there. And speaking of great matches, go right into the next one. Pierre the Beast Vachon taking on the Northern Stud. There's two men right there. They have a long history with each other. A great brawl, a great matchup. The Northern Stud, though, would get the out-of-nowhere victory over the former In-Your-Face Wrestling Champion. And this has definitely propelled Northern Stud up the ladder in IYFW. And I'll talk about that a little bit more later on. But Pierre Vachon was none too happy, as you can imagine, about this loss at Season 7 Exit Wounds. Now it would be time for the In-Your-Face Wrestling Tag Team title match to take place. The Savage Wolves taking on their challengers, the 2013 Coronation Cup winners, Northern Fury. This was Northern Fury's second attempt at becoming tag team champions, and it looked so close. It was in a matter of seconds, not even milliseconds, of them becoming champions. And it seemed like when everything was going their way, all the momentum was on their side. Out of nowhere, the Savage Wolves would pull the rug right out from underneath them somehow and were able to retain the tag team championships that evening. The Savage Wolves feel that they are done with Northern Fury, no longer going to have to deal with them in the future. Savage Wolves are already signed to take on Team RPG at our next event, January 11th, Cold Snap. That match is going to be non-title. And now, it would be the time for our main event. The match 2 years in the making. Roman Roddy III, the mighty Franz Roddy, defending the In Your Face Wrestling title against the number one contender, the man invoking the right to fight contract, the Pillar Roman Dominguez. In another shocking turn of events, who would we see come to the curtain before the match started but the specially assigned referee, former Minister of Wrestling Operations, Max Burton. Apparently, from what I'm being told, IYFW officials wanted to assign a special referee who would have a little bit more leeway. Max Burton was the person for the job. He came to the ring and did a great job, in my opinion, of officiating this matchup. The Pillar Roman Dominguez, one of the hardest hitters in IYFW, and he was definitely living up to that accolade during this match. At one point, it seems that the Mighty One had been knocked out. His head rammed into the corner post. Max Burton stepped right in, forcing Dominguez to step back, even threatening to disqualify him if he came too close. Max Burton would try to check on Franz Roddy to make sure he was conscious, could continue. Roddy constantly saying yes, he would. The match would go on, but all that he would do is focus on the head of Franz Roddy, delivering the 3DT, kicking, punching, forearming, all he could at the head of Franz Roddy, and Max Burton constantly checking it to see if he wanted to continue. Finally, the Pillar would lock in the Sofoco submission with a full body scissors, and it seemed like the arm would drop three times and we would have a new champion. But just as Max Burton was about to lift the arm of Franz Roddy for the third time, Roman Dominguez relinquished the hold. Why would he do this? Was to stand back and wait for Franz Roddy to get in position, deliver a brutal kick to the head. Max Burton started to make the count on Franz Roddy and noticed that Franz was lifeless. He was not moving. He was out. And in a very controversial moment, Max Burton called the match ended it right there and awarded the victory and the In Your Face Wrestling Championship to the Pillar Roman Dominguez. His destiny had come to be. He now holds the title he has wanted so badly for the better part of 2 years, the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. Doctors, referees, other wrestlers all swarmed the ring to check on Franz Roddy, and we do know that Franz was finally coming to and was able to be lifted and carried out of the ring by the other wrestlers. He was walking a little bit himself. We understand doctors did continuously check on him as well. It seems like Franz Roddy may have to take a little bit of time off, but he is not going to miss the next event, January 11, 2014's Cold Snap in Ballston Spa, New York. So there you have it, in a nutshell, Season 7 Exit Wounds, the In Your Face Wrestling Anniversary Show, always controversial, always having some crazy things going on, and always providing the best wrestling action as only IYFW can provide. We sincerely thank all the great fans of Ballston Spa, New York for their continuous support throughout 2013, all the great fans we met in Saratoga, New York back in August, and we cannot wait to get back there at the BACC on January 11th for Cold Snap, and don't forget about M3Con 2014 happening on Saturday, March 15th. More information to be coming here to the Interface very soon about that event, and already we know three matches that have been made official for Cold Snap on January 11th. First of all, as I mentioned, the Savage Wolves will be taking on Team RPG in a non-title matchup. This match was made during the event, and because we didn't know if the Savage Wolves would still be tag team champions, the title clause was never included in the contract, so it's a non-title match. But hey, Team RPG could get the victory over the team that took the titles from them and earn themselves another tag team title match. Speaking of titles, already signed to take place on January 11th is the Pillar Roman Dominguez's first title defense of the In Your Face Wrestling Championship, and he will take on multi-time tag team champion, the Northern Stud. And speaking of title matches, we're not done yet. One more to talk about, and that is the In Your Face Wrestling New Breed Championship. And this title match, from what I understand, was actually made after the event, and we have video footage of the actual turn of events that caused this match to take place. And it will be the first title defense of the New Breed title by Jamar Magic Justice. And he will be defending the championship against a man who is well deserving of a title shot, the Shaft, Bobby Ocean. Bobby Ocean returning to IYFW January 11th to challenge Jamar Magic Justice. So we can look forward to seeing a lot of stuff going on here at IYFWrestling.com, talking about Cold Snap, talking about M3Con 2014. You know I'm going to be back here at the Interface to talk more about those events, and coming soon as well, we're going to have the complete year in review, as I always love to do, about In Your Face Wrestling in 2013. Well, I think that's going to do it. I want to thank you all very much again for your continued support. Keep supporting the premier wrestling promotion in the capital region of New York, In Your Face Wrestling. Thank you all so very much, and we'll see you very soon, January 11th, for Cold Snap and M3Con 2014, March 15th. For IYFWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.